morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Hi, this is Daryl Robertson. With me today, we have a special guest, Mr. Todd Strand. Todd's been one of the top income earners in this industry. He's actually the top income earner with Pay to Save, an amazing guy that truly helping people locally, nationally, and internationally. Hey, Todd, welcome to the call here today. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Daryl, I'm honored to be here. I'm absolutely blessed.
Well, awesome. Hey, Todd, we're going to jump right into the subject. You know, a lot of people get signed up and they really hesitate to going out and talking to people and doing the things that are necessary that are necessary to create, you know, that financial independence that we've created over the years. Well, let's talk about some of those things. Number one, we know it's fear. About, you know, stepping forward, doing what you need to do, but then obviously following the simple system of what you need to do. So let's talk a little bit about that. Give them some ideas on what they can do, what they can actually say, and see if we can help some people go to the next level today.
Yeah, and I think this is probably one of the most important subjects we'll ever cover because, you know, there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of false premises. You know, most people, what they're afraid of is, I don't know what to say. I'm not one of those silver-tongued devils. I'm afraid I'll say the wrong thing. And the truth, Daryl, is the entire premise is wrong. You know, it's not what to say. It's what to ask. Now, you know, your job is not to do the telling and selling. Your job is not to sell anybody on our product or joining our company. Rather, your job is to invite them to watch a video, and you do that with a question. Now, we teach people the simple system of peek, pass, plug. So first you want to peek them, and you do that with kind of a very simple question. You know, hey, if I found a way that you could travel for pennies on the dollar, and show other people, and make money showing other people how to do the exact same thing, is that the kind of thing you might want to know more about? Or, hey, do you keep your options open to other sources of income outside of what it is you currently do for a living? Or, hey, if you know, would you at all be open to a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing for a living? This is kind of a peek. You know, you're asking just a very vanilla, very generic question to identify somebody who might be open to either making money or traveling or one of those kind of things. And if somebody says, well, yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of good. Tell me more. Well, now you're going to transition to having them go watch a video. And so, you know, your job wasn't to do the telling and selling. Your job wasn't to know what to say. Your job was to know what to ask and then how to then transition over and have them watch a video. Now, here's another place, Daryl, a lot of people make a mistake. They say, well, okay, well, here's my website and go watch when it's convenient. And in most people, when they say, yeah, okay, I'll do that, they mean it when they say it. I mean, you know, they believe they're going to watch it. They mean to watch it, but then life gets in the way. You know, the kids, the boss, the, you know, something happens, and they get derailed. They get sidetracked, but they all get to it eventually, and they lost the sense of urgency because they know they can go there anytime they want, and they can find out what you're doing whenever it's convenient, and it just never becomes a time of convenience. But if you kind of instead say, hey, well, look, do you have 5 minutes? So I ask you kind of a peak question. Hey, if I found a way that we could make a bunch of money showing people how to travel for pennies on the dollar, you know, is that the kind of thing you might want to know more about? Yeah. Do you have 5 minutes? If they say no, well, hey, when will you? Because if you don't have 5 minutes, you're getting nothing from me. Because my only weapon is curiosity. We all know the expression. Curiosity killed the cat. And so you have to keep them curious. And so I'm not going to give you anything until you have 5 minutes. But if you say that you have 5 minutes, well, now I'm just going to kind of create, I'm going to whet that appetite. I'm going to say, hey, look, I got a 5-minute video that's absolutely going to blow you away. I'm going to text it to you or email it to you right now. Do me a favor, watch this video. You are going to be so excited, and I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes. And if you have any questions, I promise you I'll get all your questions answered. Fair enough? And so, again, did you do any telling and selling? Did you have to explain the company or try to get anyone to buy anything? Now, you were simply creating, you peaked them, then you got to create that curiosity, you got to whet that appetite, then have them go watch a 5-minute video. Then from there, we're going to then put them on the phone with a member of your upline, downline, crossline, anybody other than yourself. Because, you know, it's this kind of strange phenomenon in our industry that, you know, your friends and family are like your kids, love you, trust you, but will not listen to you. And so, you know, if you're the one trying to explain or answer any questions, for whatever reason, you know, they're going to play devil's advocate. They're just not going to receive the information. But you can put anybody else on the phone, and they may know a fraction of what you know. But because they don't know them, they'll actually sit back and listen. Okay, well, then how's this work? And they'll listen to the answers and just take in the information. We get the emotion out of the way. And when you do it, when you do this simple little format of peek, pass, plug, network marketing suddenly becomes the simplest, easiest thing you've ever done in your entire life. And you're like, I can't believe everybody doesn't do this. It's so simple. And that's kind of where you and I are, Daryl. And people who were never taught the proper way. They're the ones trying to do the telling and selling. They're the ones trying to do all the explaining. But then it seems like one of the most frustrating things you've ever done. You just want to get a wall and hit your head up against it because you can't figure out why no one is joining. And it's because you're trying to do all the work. And instead, if you just kind of peek, pass, and plug, you know, ask that curiosity question. And again, the small little details. You can't give them the video unless they're ready to watch it right now. And you got to build that appetite to watch the video. Oh, my gosh, this video is going to blow you away. If they don't like the video, that's okay. Because, again, your job is not to sell them on the company, not to sell them on buying the product, not to sell them on joining. Your job is to sell them on watching the video and then talking to a member of your upline. And if you do that, you get to put a gold star on the wall. And if you get enough gold stars on the wall, you'll be so busy working with the ones who say, oh, my gosh, this is incredible, you won't have time to worry about the ones who are unsure, let alone who don't want to do it. You know, we're in the sorting business, not the convincing. We're looking for people who are looking. And so it's simple. And when you learn these little tiny simple things, I'm telling you, you are going to be a brand new person. I mean, you'll know that you can create income on demand. You'll never fear for a job again because you can come into the networking business and you can begin to build a large, geometrically growing team. It's simple. It's fun. You just have to be taught those little tiny things.
Wow. Now, Todd, that makes so much sense, and that's something that anybody can do. I don't care who you are, what your background is. If you think about what Todd just said and replay this, rewind the audio here and go back through that, if you do that, I promise you, you're going to get really good at simply inviting and letting someone else do the presentation. It's pretty amazing how simple it is, but it's also amazing how tough it is for a brand new person, or you go out and you think you've got to tell the story and all of that. Don't do it. Follow exactly what Todd just shared with you. It's easy. Everybody can do it, and it's going to make a huge difference. One thing I just will add is that add a goal every single day, at least 5 days a week, is how many times you're going to do this. One time, two times, three times a day, five times a day. Figure out. Set a goal. Worst case scenario, you got to do one, because zero, that really won't help you. But at least one time per day, if you did that 5 days a week, that's five exposures, you know, within a week. That's 10 in 2 weeks. That's 20 for the month. And imagine if you doubled that by doing two a day. It's not that complicated. We know it's a little tough in the beginning because you're unsure and you may not understand the industry or what will Mary think. And we'll get into some of those discussions a little bit later. But set your goal. I'm going to talk to one or three people per day or pique someone's interest, one to three or whatever your number is. You do that, it's going to make all the difference in the world. And get back with the person that's working with you or the person above them that knows what they're doing and set up a plan, set up a strategy. Don't let fear or procrastination stop you from moving forward. So set a goal. What's going to happen? Green, yellow, or red? They're either going to sign up and get excited. They're either going to have a bunch of questions and go either way, or they're not going to be interested. But if you do it consistently, one a day, two a day, three a day, that's simple. It's only going to take you a few minutes, and before you know it, you're going to look up and you've got a great business. Well, this is the tip of the day from Todd Strand. I sure appreciate you joining us here. Look for more tips that are going to be coming in the future that will help you grow your paid-to-save business big. And we definitely will see you on the beaches of the world. Make it a great one. Bye for now.